about the safety hazards at Thy train station. Ali Lockman joins me on the line now. Ali, good morning and thanks for taking our call. Can you just start off by highlighting what exactly are the issues there at a Thy train station that you're highlighting?
Absolutely, Hannah. Look, being honest with you, like, you, when you walk right out of the train station, you're walking right out into the main road. There's no crossings, there's no pathways. On top of that, then, you have two major car parks literally entering onto the street as well, and a park entrance, a main train station. There's no safety there. This has been an ongoing issue for many, many years. I remember when the pool used to be in that old car park, and still, there was nothing done. The council have been pushing it, and I'm sick of it. Like, we need to actually invest in infrastructure in Athy, and I can understand that the Athy MD, they're not getting as much funding as other MDs across the county, but this needs to be fixed immediately, because it's an accident waiting to happen. There's been two accidents already this year. The next accident that happened, it's not on the people that were in the accident. It's on the council. It genuinely is. It's severely dangerous.
And, you know, you're not the only one who is saying that Athy is definitely kind of, it feels like it can be forgotten about when it comes to funding at times, because we've had listeners text in and also councillors before saying that Athy is not getting the same amount of infrastructure and amenities that it needs for the population there. You also highlighted the failure of engagement from Kildare County Council, and you did highlight the fact that they are saying no funding is available for the likes of new lighting. I remember speaking to Councillor Aoife Breslin. She raised that motion at the recent MD, and the council did confirm that there was no funding. But by the sounds of it, Ali, you're really frustrated about the whole situation.
Well, I can't understand how there's no funding when we're only in the third month of the year, if you get me. Where's all the money going? Like, why is nothing allowed to happen where it's always, you're always meeting, there's no money here, there's nothing here, we can't do that, we're not going to talk about that, I'm going to put a motion in. It's pointless. We've been doing this roller coaster all over and over and over again. It's now time to actually demand it. Instead of saying we're going to put a motion in, demand it, because Athy needs a significant infrastructure upgrade. I can understand where Mark is coming from. He is putting in a good motion in to try and fix the city, the town and that. But we got this Shackleton Museum. It's an amazing place to go. It's one of the nicest tourist places I've gone to in Kildare. So now the only entry into it is by train. We've lost all our bus services. Granted, yeah, we have our local link services, but we've lost JJ Kavanagh. There's no other way to get into the town bar train. People are walking straight out onto the middle of the road, and as I said, it's an accident waiting to happen. I was on my way to the train station back in January. It was 5-6 o'clock, and there was one of the local link buses was pulled in on the side. The bus was completely covered in dirt. I wouldn't have even noticed it until I was right at it. It is dark. There's no lighting there. They're saying that they have no funding. Put a floodlight up for temporary use. Do temporary measures to help increase safety there. There's easy ways to do it without having to pay an extortionate amount, if you get me.
And Mark, I'd like to go back to you for a second, and thank you for holding the line there, in relation to Ali's question of how is there no public funding? We're only 3 months into the year. Would you be able to explain that situation? I mean, why has that happened?
I suppose the funding that we get for the roads is already kind of spent, Hannah, but there does seem to be funding for White Elephants in the middle of the country. I'll just say that. Would just take the Moon Himalayan cycleway there, for instance, is going to cost €3 million. And you know, the NTA, Ali's absolutely correct in what he's saying. The NTA should be looking at this. This is low-hanging fruit. I've had a motion down in the past on your show, Hannah, calling for a smart pedestrian crossing there. Councillor Breslin, my party colleague, had a motion up last week in regards to the lighting, and we are meeting the engineers on site to try and pull it across as urgent as possible. I've had a lot of contact with Ali in the last couple of weeks in regards to this. I'm taking everything he says on board, and we just have to try and get it sorted now. The lighting situation there is very concerning. Early mornings, evenings are particularly dangerous due to the poor visibility up there. The pedestrian crossing, there is a swing around where the old swimming pool was, a very sharp bending around, and if there's any speed there at all and people are trying to cross the road, it's very, very, very dangerous.
And Ali, going back to you then, you've also sent us an email about the NTA confirming they're in a preliminary design stage for an 80-space car park expansion at Athy train station. This is another concern from yourself, I'd imagine, because if the car park there is already having safety issues and public hazard issues, adding if that 80-space car park does happen, that's adding fuel to the fire.
Absolutely. Like, look, I am delighted that we are getting more parking at the train station, because we have a lot of commuters that go back and forth to Dublin or wherever on the train. But the need to invest in the critical infrastructure before they start adding more and more fuel to the fire, because, it, as I said, it is an accident waiting to happen, and it is on the authorities' fault. It's not. It's crazy that this issue hasn't been looked at until recently. I remember saying it to a few councillors a while ago, maybe a few years ago as well. There's a site right next door to the train station. It's time to actually use that abandoned site and actually turn it into some form of pedestrian infrastructure with a bus stop to take the bus off the road as well. It's crazy. I don't understand why the council are consistently trying to say that there's no funding. Mm-hmm. Put it in your budget next year. Do temporary measures this time around. Get something there. Put in a temporary traffic light and a temporary crossing. Waterford, down here in Waterford, the South Keys, when they were doing work on the South Keys, they put in temporary traffic lights and it worked. It helped. It allowed pedestrians to cross the road as well safely.
Mark, is it feasible to have any temporary solutions put in place? I mean, by the sounds of it, you know, you are really, really stuck with what the council are providing, which by the sounds of it isn't a lot at the moment. Is there any way for temporary solutions to be implemented there at Athy train station?
They are, and we are, you know, we're going to meet the engineers on site next week. That was going to happen. That was actually came from Aoife's motion that we were due to meet them anyway. So we will look at that. There does seem to be a hesitancy to put in pedestrian crossings. I don't know. I never understood that in my time as a councillor, why there is hesitancy to put in pedestrian crossings. So listen, we'll discuss all that at the meeting, and I will revert back to yourself and Ali on it.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Yeah, that is Labour Councillor on the Athy Municipal District, Mark Lee. Ali as well, thank you for joining us this morning, getting in contact with us here at KFM. I know it's probably not the ideal outcome that you would have liked to have heard. By the sounds of it, there's just a lot of red tape for some reason that the council are giving as reason for not putting up the likes of a pedestrian crossing or more lighting. Is this something that you are going to continue be asking the council now?
Absolutely. Look, I brought it up to yourselves. I brought it up to a few different independent medias. I'm bringing it up. I'm going to speak up about it because I'm just tired of seeing Athy not being invested in. I'm tired of Kildare County Council investing in other towns across the county. It's just gotten to that point where you're like, please stop forgetting about Athy. Athy is one of the major commuter towns. It's a good town to be in as well. It's ridiculous that we are still back in the 90s, basically, with our infrastructure. And I'm just sick of it. I'm so tired of it. And look, we upgraded the square. It is fantastic space. It's time to keep upgrading across the town as well.